Catholic and Anglican members of a 10-day dialogue ended their meeting yesterday at the Monastery of Bose in northern Italy. It was the first meeting of ARCIG 3, the third phase of the Anglican Roman Catholic International Commission. We spoke to Monsignor Mark Langham, who is responsible for Catholic-Anglican dialogue at the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity, about the results of the gathering.
I can say that the meeting that has just concluded at Bose of the International Anglican Roman Catholic Commission has been a great success. Firstly, in establishing great trust and friendship, and secondly, in setting forth a program that will allow us to consider the questions put to us by the Holy Father and the Archbishop of Canterbury in a very positive way. And so we feel we now have a program that will take us forward for the next few years. We are using a method that slightly sets ARCIC 3 apart from the previous phases of ARCIC. We're considering through receptive ecumenism the issues before us. Receptive ecumenism is a method whereby we listen to the other, to our partners, rather than necessarily simply say to them what we find wrong with them. We listen to their comments about us. It's a way of examining our conscience together. It's a way of hearing what they have to say. And it's a more open and receptive way of dealing with these issues. We're also aiming to go behind a lot of the problems to see what at the basis is the fundamental position on which we can agree and at what point we diverge, what point we start to follow a different path. We want, first of all, to express what we have in common, but then find out when and why we cannot go together the whole way on these questions.